This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control in the Launch Control Center at Kennedy Space Center. The successful launch of Apollo 16 took place at 1254.00569 seconds. That is 569 milliseconds past 1254. Following the successful launch, the Vice President of the United States came into the firing room and had the following to say to the launch team.
I think we've ever had, and I think before I say any more, I'd like to introduce the Vice President who will talk to you.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you make the superb commonplace. This is my seventh occasion to visit the Cape at the time of an Apollo launch, and this was one of the finest because, as Dr. Fletcher said, the visibility was so good. I have noticed one change since I've been here, and that is that there's so much coolness in the room. I think you're getting a little bit bored with this thing, aren't you? I know you're not. And I assure you that the people of this country aren't bored, and if you went out in the vicinity of the Cape and looked around today, you'd probably find the biggest crowd with more people enthusiastic about the space program than you'd ever seen before. And I want you to know that the administration's interest has not diminished, and as chairman of the Space Council, mine continues to accelerate as I look forward to 17 and to the Skylab launchings to follow. What's going to come after that will depend to a great extent on the continuation of your expertise and the great way you discharge your responsibilities. But you know that the people of this country still have that explorer spirit. They still have that tremendous sense of urgency for the United States to be the leader of the world in this kind of technological advance. So congratulations again for a superb job, and I never fail to marvel at the way you bring these things off. We're all with you, and we appreciate what you've done.
That was the Vice President of the United States speaking to the launch team in the firing room one at the Kennedy Space Center. Now, Dr. Debus has a few words.
Of course, you here in the firing room deserve all the credit, plus all the thousands that are supporting you wherever they are. But I think as the leader of the team here at Kennedy Space Center, Kurt Debus deserves a little bit of congratulations, and I'd like to turn the mic over to him.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking for the launch team of the NASA Kennedy Space Center, and would like to thank you very much for the support you have given us by being here so many times in crucial moments. What you see as coolness here is merely external. I assure you, internally, we are still quite excited of every manned launch, and we will continue to give our best to make Apollo 17 and the Skylab a success. We are also grateful that you have decided to select this center for the shuttle. And since you're almost on as a launch team, we hope that you will be one of the very first passengers when we get ready for the first flight. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
That was Dr. Kurt H. Debus, director of the John F. Kennedy Space Center.